December 19th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, those who choose not to believe in me are still accountable to my authority. Their free will choice not to believe separates them from my grace. Yet, I try over and over to manipulate circumstances in their lives to bring them to their knees. Many unbelievers have been raised in an atmosphere of faith, but through proud self-will, believe everything happens as a result of human effort or human circumstances. This is the ultimate compromise of truth. Unbelievers change the course of human history and the course of their own destiny. By their choices, they weaken my influence in the world, and they lend power to Satan. Instead of cooperating with my will, they open their hearts to Satan's suggestions. Evil choices influence the media, dress codes, politics, and even medicine. This is the season when belief is fondly rewarded by many graces and even peace of heart. Pray that faith is one step ahead of Satan's inspirations. Pray that unbelievers share the light of Christmas in their hearts. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 1 through 4. Therefore, holy brethren, who share in a heavenly call, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in God's house. Yet Jesus has been counted worthy of as much more glory than Moses, as the builder of a house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.